Welcome to the Weekly Freak. I am your host, Jacqueline Pirtle. You can find me at freakyhealer.com. And the Weekly Freak is a show that comes out every week to give you a focus point for the week, you know, to learn how to live a better life, to focus on the goodness and just be more positive and just energetically more upbeat, right? So I want to highlight the November month. You know, November is such an amazing opportunity. I actually wrote a blog post about it on the 1st of November. I want to check in with you. In case you haven't read that blog post, or to check in with you if you did read it, in how you're doing in November. November is very, very special. Every month is special. Every split second is special in life, and it's always new and ever evolving and ever changing. But November has this opportunity of being in a really heightened frequency, especially in America, because we have Thanksgiving, right? And what is Thanksgiving all about? You know, I know there is a history to it, and we don't always all agree on how it went or what it is exactly, the good, the bad, and all that. But what we do agree on is that Thanksgiving is about gratitude, about saying thank you. And all month long, there's, you know, grateful and gratitude things happening all month long, right? There's gatherings, there are gatherings, and then there are cards, right? And then in school, right, the kids write down things that they're grateful for. Then there are challenges, gratitude challenges. A lot of people are doing them right now, right? So everything, the whole month, everywhere you go, in the stores, online, everything, everywhere, it's gratitude and it's a reminder. So even if you do not like the holiday, for instance, or even if you're not American, right, you can actually latch on to at least to the energy of gratitude, because gratitude is very, very potent. You know, gratitude is a potent thing. It's in alignment with positivity, with love, and with who you really are. So is appreciation too. So anyway, so November is such a great reminder of constantly being and living in gratitude. So how could you not latch on to that, you know? So the question is, like, how do you keep doing that and why, you know? So, okay, let's go first to why. Why should you even be grateful? Well, because when you're grateful, you're really aligning with a very heightened frequency. And in that heightened frequency, your heart opens and you're just a more peaceful person. And if you're a more peaceful person, a more loving person, a more positive person, and you walk through that as such through life, that means you're sharing and spreading that amazing energy with everyone and everything around you and out there, meaning you make the world a better place. But also you're constantly rolling out the red carpet in front of you, because with how you feel right now, that's how you create your next in life, you know. So if you're grateful now, you're rolling out the carpet and you're walking on that grateful carpet, right? Meaning you shift into a higher frequency, a constant tempo, you know. And that is profound. It's profound, because if you're negative and you're angry and you're hateful, that's what you create, and that's the world you create inside of you on a cellular level, but also out there, because you manifest by who you are and how you feel inside of you, and your thought processes, of course, too. So that's why you want to be grateful, you know. When you're grateful, you're healthier. When you're grateful, you're more successful. When you're grateful, you're happier. You're just heightened, you know. People want to be around you. You want to be around yourself when you're in a grateful frequency. And since gratitude is in the same frequency than love and positivity and joy and bliss, you know, that means you're joining immediately this heightened frequency where all the good stuff sits. So that is really why you want to do it. And also because you make the world a better place. And it's all of our responsibility to show up as the best us that we can be, to kind of like a puzzle piece, you know, to be the puzzle piece that's needed for the bigger picture, right? So how do you do that? How do you do that? How do you stay grateful all the time, even for people that you don't like? You have a job that you don't like, you live somewhere where you're not happy at, or in a relationship. How can you find gratitude for that, right? Well, What you can do is you can focus on the things that actually are simple and easy for you to feel grateful for, right? So if you have a job that you don't like, but you're getting income from that, so be grateful for the income, for instance. Or you have a job that you don't like and it doesn't pay that much, right? So there's, well, maybe you can be grateful because you have a friend at work, or you like the coffee at work. Or if nothing really is there, then just leave that subject out and focus on something that you are grateful for. You can always be grateful for your breath. You can always be grateful that you got up in the morning, right? It's another day and another opportunity to be alive, right? So there's all these options and all these ways in how to still feel grateful. If it's a subject you cannot simply not change it into a grateful mood for yourself, then leave the subject out and focus on something else that you can be grateful about. If there is a subject that you're not quite all the way happy with, but there are some things that you could be grateful for, then focus on these and leave the subject or the things at that subject that you don't like, leave that out. So focus on gratitude. And November is amazing for that, because every day, all day long, when you're walking around, when you're watching a movie, anything, it's all about Thanksgiving month and holidays and family and gratitude. So just latch on to that and be constantly reminded, you know, about that. And what does that do? Well, the more you do it, it becomes a habit. You're gonna become this practice, this professional gratituder that's walking through life being grateful no matter what. And that, I tell you what, sets you up for success, health, happiness, and all kinds of good stuff. Because ultimately, it's in alignment with who you really are, which is a grateful human being, a grateful human being that's wholesome with physical body and energy of actually being alive, becoming, you know, this amazing, you know, a grateful person that's actually really consciously living life with ingratitude or being grateful, to be breathing, to be alive, to be able to give to the world, to have this experience of being you in physicality. I mean, it can't get better than that. So gratitude, being grateful, appreciation, love, bliss, and positivity. Listen, it's not hard to do. The hard part is that we're not trained in it. We're trained the other way around, right? We're so fast in saying something negative or living in the negativity or finger pointing out there and what makes me angry or whatnot. And all you gotta do is you gotta train yourself differently. You're gonna practice, you gotta commit to it. You know, it's a practice. It doesn't always happen automatically, but it's absolutely simple and possible to do, especially in the month of November. So, hey, it's almost halfway in November. How was the first half of November? Were you able to stick with gratitude and being grateful? If not, no worries. There's no need to catch up. You can just start right now, because you still have another half of the month to practice being grateful, living in gratitude, and then carry it on into December. Make it your habit. That's how you live your life from now on. And, you know, change is gonna happen. I promise that to you. Change will happen for you when you live in constant gratitude. So I wish you an amazing week. Take this to heart and, you know, go right now, right after listening to this show, go and show some people some gratitude. Just voice it, feel it, think it, and also for yourself too, because ultimately it starts with you. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you take it to heart and be ready for the life changes that you're creating with it. You can find me at freakyhealer.com. You can find all my books there, also on Amazon, worldwide, on wherever books are sold. My newest book, Ella's Inner Genie, just came out. It's a children's book, my first children's book, so check it out. We're also having some dolls that you can, the character Ella, that you can purchase too, so your children, your family can actually hug the character while you listen to the book. Or while you read the book. And the book is about the inner genie, which is the inner voice, which, oh, so grateful for the book. And honestly, if you listen to your inner voice, you also can feel so much gratitude. So have fun, and I'll talk to you next week. This is Jacqueline.